اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء وبقوتك التي قهرت بها كل شيء وخضع لها كل شيء وذل لها كل شيء وبجبروتك التي غلبت بها كل شيء وبعزتك التي لا يقوم لها شيء وبعظمتك التي ملأت كل شيء وبسلطانك الذي على كل شيء وبوجهك الباقي بعد فناء كل شيء وبأسمائك التي ملأت أركان كل شيء وبعلمك الذي أحاط بكل شيء وبنور وجهك الذي أضاء له كل شيء يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تحت كل عصام اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل النقام. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تغير النعم. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تحبس الدعاء. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل البلاء. اللهم اغفر لي كل ذنب أذنبته وكل خطيئة أخطأتها. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك بذكرك وأستشفع بك إلى نفسك وأسألك بجودك أن تدنيني من قربك وأن توزعني شكرك وأن تلهمني ذكرك. اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا وفي جميع الأحوال متواضعا. اللهم وأسألك سؤال من اشتدت فاقته وأنزل بك عند الشدائد حاجته وعظم فيما عندك رغبته. اللهم عظم سلطانك وعلى مكانك وخفي مكرك وظهر أمرك وغلب قهرك وجرت قدرتك ولا يمكن الفرار من حكومتك. اللهم لا أجد لذنوبي غافرا ولا لقبائحي ساترا ولا لشيء من عملي القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غيرك. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك وبحمدك ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي وتجرأت بجهلي وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي. اللهم مولاي كم من قبيح سترته وكم من فاضح من البلاء أقلته وكم من عثار وقيته وكم من مكروه دفعته وكم من ثناء جميل لست أهلا له نشرته. اللهم أعظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد أملي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها ومطالي يا سيدي. فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي. ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي. وكن اللهم بعزتك لي في كل الأحوال رؤوفا، وعلي في جميع الأمور عطوفا. إلهي وربي، من لي غيرك أسأله كشف ضري والنظر في أمري. إلهي ومولاي، أجريت علي حكما اتبعت فيه هوى نفسي ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي، فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء، فتجاوزت بما جرى علي من ذلك بعض حدودك وخالفت بعض أوامرك، فلك الحمد علي في جميع ذلك، ولا حجة لي فيما جرى علي فيه قضاءك، وألزمني حكمك وبلاؤك. وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرافي على نفسي، معتذرا نادما منكسرا مستقيلا مستغفرا منيبا مقراً مذعناً معترفاً، لا أجد مفراً مما كان مني ولا مفزعاً أتوجه إليه في أمري غير قبولك عذري وإدخالك إياي في سعة رحمتك. اللهم فاقبل عذري وارحم شدة ضري وفكني من شد وثاقي. يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني ورقة جلدي ودقة عظمي. يا من بدأ خلقي وذكري وتربيتي وبري وتغذيتي، هبني لابتداء كرمك وسالف برك بي. يا إلهي وسيدي وربي، أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد ما انطوى عليه قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك، وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضعا لربوبيتك، هيهات أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيته أو تبعد من أدنيته أو تشرد من آويته أو تسلم إلى البلاء من كفيته ورحمته. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا، وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا وبشكرك مادحا، وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققة، وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة، وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة، وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنة، ما هكذا الظن بك، ولا أخبرنا بفضلك عنك يا كريم يا رب، وأنت تعلم ضعفي عن قليل من بلاء الدنيا وعقوباتها وما يجري فيها من المكاره على أهلها، على أن ذلك بلاء ومكروه، قليل مكثوه، يسير بقاؤه، قصير مدته، فكيف احتمالي لبلاء الآخرة وجليل وقوع المكاره فيها، وهو بلاء تطول مدته ويدوم مقامه ولا يخفف عن أهله، لأنه لا يكون إلا عن غضبك وانتقامك وسخطك، وهذا ما لا تقوم له السماوات والأرض يا سيدي، فكيف لي وأنا عبدك الضعيف الذليل الحقير المسكين المستكين؟ يا إلهي وربي وسيدي ومولاي، لأي الأمور إليك أشكو، ولما منها أضج وأبكي، لأليم العذاب وشدته، أم لطول البلاء ومدته؟ فلئن صيرتني للعقوبات مع أعدائك، وجمعت بيني وبين أهل بلائك، وفرقت بيني وبين أحبائك وأوليائك، فهبني يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي وربي، صبرت على عذابك فكيف أصبر على فراقك؟ وهبني صبرت على حر نارك فكيف أصبر عن النظر إلى كرامتك؟ أم كيف أسكن في النار ورجائي عفوك؟ فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا، لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين، ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين، ولأبكين عليك بكاء الفاقدين، ولأنادينك أين كنت يا ولي المؤمنين، يا غاية آمال العارفين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حبيب قلوب الصادقين، ويا إله العالمين. أفتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته، وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته، وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته، وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك، ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك، ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك يا مولاي، فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك؟ أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك؟ أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفه أم كيف يتقلقل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقه أم كيف تزجره زبانيتها وهو يناديك يا ربه أم كيف يرجو فضلك في عتقه منها فتتركه فيها هيهات ما ذلك الظن بك ولا المعروف من فضلك ولا مشبه لما عاملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك فباليقين أقطع لولا ما حكمت به من تعذيب جاحديك وقضيت به من إخلاد معانديك لجعلت النار كلها بردا وسلاما وما كان لأحد فيها مقرا ولا مقاما لكنك تقدست أسماؤك أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين وأن تجل ثناؤك قلت مبتدئا وتطولت بالإنعام متكرما أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون إلهي وسيدي فأسألك بالقدرة التي قدرتها وبالقضية التي حتمتها وحكمتها وغلبت من عليه أجريتها أن تهب لي في هذه الليلة وفي هذه الساعة كل جرم أجرمت وكل ذنب أذنبت وكل قبيح أسررت وكل جهل عملت كتمته أو أعلنت أخفيته أو أظهرته وكل سيئة أمرت بإثباتها الكرام الكاتبين الذين وكلتهم بحفظ ما يكون مني وجعلتهم شهودا علي مع جوارحي وكنت أنت الرقيب علي من ورائهم والشاهد لما خفي عنهم وبرحمتك أخفيت وبفضلك سترت وأن توفر حظي من كل خير أنزلت أو إحسان فضلت أو بر نشرت أو رزق بسطت أو ذنب تغفره أو خطأ تستره يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي يا من بيده ناصيتي يا عليما بضري ومسكنتي يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب أسألك بحقك وقدسك وأعظم صفاتك وأسمائك أن تجعل أوقاتي من الليل والنهار بذكرك معمورا وبخدمتك موصولا وأعمالي عندك مقبولا حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدا وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا يا سيدي يا من عليه معولي يا من إليه شكوت أحوالي يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب قو على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين وأسرع إليك في البارزين وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين وأخافك مخافة الموقنين وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين اللهم ومن أرادني بسوء فأرد ومن كادني فكد واجعلني من أحسن عبيدك نصيبا عندك وأقربهم منزلة منك وأخصهم زلفة لديك فإنه لا ينال ذلك إلا بفضلك وجد لي بجودك واعطف علي بمجدك واحفظني برحمتك واجعل لساني بذكرك لهجا وقلبي بحبك متيما ومن علي بحسن إجابتك وأقلني عثرتي واغفر زلتي فإنك قضيت على عبادك بعبادتك وأمرتهم بدعائك وضمنت لهم الإجابة فإليك يا ربي نصبت وجهي وإليك يا ربي مددت يدي فبعزتك استجب لي دعائي وبلغني مناي ولا تقطع من فضلك رجائي واكفني شر الجن والإنس من أعدائي يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء فإنك فعال لما تشاء يا من اسمه دواء وذكره شفاء وطاعته غنى ارحم من رأس ماله الرجاء وسلاحه البكاء يا سابغ النعم يا دافع النقام يا نور المستوحشين في الظلام يا عالما لا يعلم صل على محمد وآل محمد وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله وصلى الله على رسوله والأئمة الميامين من آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran in regards to the Lady Maryam salamullahi alayha, which we are at times, the occasion is an occasion that Christ al-Masih is remembered, and the time of his birth is somehow connected to this date, which the accuracy is not very known by at least myself. And there are those who doubt this. In fact, one of the reasons why I'm presenting the talk tonight on this topic is related to this. There's a lot of unfortunate inaccuracies in the narrative of Christ, his birth, his mother, his teachings, amongst those who claim to be teaching people of his teachings, and of his birth, and of his mother. Meaning the leaders of Christianity. Christian people are believers. They believe in God. They really do believe in God. They believe that what they are taught of Christ, whether it's Trinity or the other variations of the belief in Christianity, is true, and evidence is provided for them from these books. They're not to blame, but the ones who are leading this are definitely worthy of blame for the misrepresentations, for the misguidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran in Surah Maryam gives us an account of the birth of Jesus ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam that I'd like to go over on this night, that he is remembered, whether or not this is the night of his birth. But because of the common understanding there regarding this, I would like to go over this very briefly, meaning this is not a tafsir on details. It's a brief translation and maybe a few words extra of the story of Maryam and the birth of Jesus in the Quran, which is found in Surah Maryam. Starting with verse 16, prior to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Zakariya and was a great man, a prophet, who was granted Yahya, of course, after seeing Maryam, not after Jesus' birth. Yahya was born before Jesus, or Isa, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhim as-salam. That is also another interesting story. But verse 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمِ, and remember in the book, Maryam, إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا, she went to an eastern location, فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا, she took a hijab, a curtain, she had this is a curtain. Hijab here does not mean a veil that you would wear. It's a hijab, a curtain, something that would create some form of partition so that others would not be able to come there. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا. And we sent to her our ruh. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. The word ruh is mentioned here. رُوحَنَا, our ruh. What this exactly means, different mufassirin, different opinions regarding what ruh refers to. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ruhana, our ruh. But clearly, what is clear is that this is not a material being. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. There's a lot of care in explaining this story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very careful with the wording here. تَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. تَمَثُّل is to appear as something. Appearing as something comes from the word مَثَل. Okay? It's like something. It isn't, but it's like that. So he's not a man. He's an angel of some sort or an immaterial being, but he presented himself as Basharan Sawiya, a complete human being. She saw in her perception, from her perspective, she sees a human being. And therefore, when she sees a man, she's gone somewhere, she's put up some form of hijab, some barrier that she's not visible. Now she sees a man where she didn't expect. So she says, قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. She says, I seek refuge from you to Allah. She's afraid of what perhaps could happen here if there's any ill intentions. So she says, I seek refuge, I ask help from Allah in regards to you. Please be, she's asking for him to be taqiyya and be careful and watch what he's doing. So her understanding is that this is a man, and she says, she is someone, the Holy Quran, ahsanat farjaha. She's someone that, not in this instance, in many instances, she was careful about her relationship and with her encounters with men. She protected herself. And this is why she's referred to as the Virgin Mary. No man, and it's mentioned here, has touched her. This notion that some, al-ayyadu billah, God forbid, for even repeating the nonsense that's being said, someone being with, it's all nonsense. It's all completely wrong. قَالَتْ أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًا. So from her perspective, she thinks she sees a man. And she says that, قَال, the angel, رُوحَنَا, says, إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكَ. I'm not who you think I am. I'm not even a man. I am a messenger from your Lord. لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. I'm here to give you a غُلَام, a child that is zakiyya, it's very purified. قالت, she said, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ. How can I have a child? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ. No human has touched me. وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّ. And I'm not someone who transgresses. I'm not a transgressor to do something wrong. قَالَ كَذَلِكِ قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. The messenger that God had sent, that immaterial being, says to her, كَذَلِكِ. That's how God, قَالَ رَبُّكِ. That's how your Lord has said, هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيَّن. It's easy for me. It's not difficult for me. I have made this process of childbirth require two parents, a male and a female. And if I want that to change in one instance, or in many instances, however many, or if I want to create a human being without any parents, like in the case of Adam, it's easy, it's very simple. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. And we will make him, that child of yours, آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ, sign for the people. وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا and a blessing from us. Christ is a blessing to all mankind, was and is a blessing for mankind. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا and this is definite, this will definitely happen. God has already made this a definite thing to happen, and therefore it will happen. كَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا فَحَمَلَتْهُ so she became pregnant. God made her pregnant. One doesn't know what to even say regarding this. To say that Christ is God's child, born from Mary. What does this even mean? God is the creator of mankind, of human beings. All people are His creation in the exact same way. The way He creates it, meaning in terms of being creations, they're exactly the same. Nobody is less of a creation compared to the other. Everything and everyone is His creation, and everyone is His slave, His abd. As Christ mentions, and we'll go over that, He says the first thing He says, "Inni abdullah." I'm the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not the child. Al-ayadu billah. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. One of the things we have about Surah Al-Ikhlas or Al-Tawheed is that it was revealed as a response to the Christians. The priests or the clergy from amongst the Christians who claimed that God is one of three or is three or whatever, or Jesus is the Son of God and so on and so forth. It says, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ or كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. He has not given birth, or He has not been the father to anyone, and He is not a child of anyone. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. Anyhow, God فَحَمَلَتْهُ made her pregnant, meaning wanted her to bear a child, and she did. كُنْ فَيَكُونَ He wanted her, and she became pregnant without any man, any male touching her in any way. فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا She went far away. That فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ The pain of labor. المخاض is that. Labor took her. أَجَاءَهَا brought her إلى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ To a نَخْلَة is a date tree. Jizr is the dead trunk of a date tree. So she came because of the pain. She was moving, and before she knew it, she's by this tree trunk, which is a date tree. And it's dead, though. It doesn't have any branches. It's not alive, but it's still in the ground. This condition of hers, the Virgin Mary, the purified Maryam, the one who has not done any wrong, the one who received food from paradise, is now in a state where anyone, any human being seeing her is going to consider her a wrongdoer, a transgressor, al-ayyadu billah, someone who's committed some wrong. She wasn't supposed to. It's one of the things that her mom had. She was not going to get married the way the pledge had gone with her mother. This was not a choice in the sense of, you know, she just decided not to. This was something she had to do. She was not supposed to be married to anyone. And so now she's coming over and she's carrying a baby, and these thoughts of, and seeing her condition, it's for us, I'm just mentioning this for us to think of what state she's in. Just think about who she is, where she was, and what she's supposed to do, and now what's happening to her. Okay, you can imagine what thoughts are going to come in terms of what will happen at this point. Everyone is going to see her as someone who's done something very wrong. Okay, besides that, physically, she's in labor. This is not an easy thing to go through. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ That the labor brought her there. These are not easy conditions. physically, mentally, psychologically, and then nobody's there with her. She's by herself. In terms of the presence of any, I mean, when you say this, those who've are familiar with this, they are either married, they've gone through, they have children, they know how this is, men, women, to whatever degree, those who are familiar with this, being alone, nobody is there with her. So that physical condition, considering there is nobody there with her, and she does not have any experience with this whatsoever, all these, she says the following, قالت, God says, قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا. I wish I had died before this. وكنت نسيا منسيا. And nobody would have remembered me. I would have become nothing before. It's so difficult on her, the conditions she's in. These are really good reminders. We do go through these difficult times. All of us do. Mary, this great lady, Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen of her time, and perhaps many other times as well. But of course, obviously, Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen of all times, being Fatima to Zahra, it's a different thing. But Maryam, this great lady, none of us can compare ourselves to her. She's going through this very difficult time. Just try to picture all the details you know, and just imagine what type of pressure she's under. What does she say in the presence of God and to God while she's doing this great servitude to Allah? In other words, she was told, you're going to do this and you're going to have a child. She accepted. There was no idea of her saying, I don't want this. She said, how is that possible? And she was reminded by the angel that God can, it's easy for God. Obviously, because she's never heard of this, this is something that has never before or after happened in this way. So she asks, how is this possible? And she's reminded, well, if God wants to do it, it's very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do this. So she didn't reject there. Now the difficulty is so much. She's saying, I wish, not that I didn't take this responsibility, not that, you know, why did you bring this? She just said with this, I wish I would have died before this. And I would have been completely forgotten of. Nasiya mansiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees the condition of this servant of His, this slave of His, this great woman, this great creation of His. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows her and strengthens her heart. You've come this far, now you're in need of extra assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. We've got to get to these points. Keep pushing ourselves. If we push ourselves and then we get to hardship because we are pushing ourselves to do what God has said, God will provide the assistance. Listen to this. فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا. Then he, it's a male pronoun there, نَادَاهَا. He addressed her, called her, مِن تَحْتِهَا, from beneath her. This is clearly the baby that is in her womb and she's about to give birth to. فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا. Jesus first speaks to His mother before anyone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a message to Maryam through Jesus. فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي. Don't be sad. قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ. Then more than that, some physical assistance as well. She's in a difficult physical. That was psychological, because we're going to see how this is so important for her to hear Jesus speaking to her. قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّا. There is a stream now, there's water. She was somewhere where there wasn't water. She's giving birth, she needs water to wash herself, to cleanse herself, to be able to drink, all the... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّا. That That's in terms of water that is needed for both drinking, cleansing, bathing, all of that. And the child, who's going to bring it to her? God brought it to her. There's no water there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings water. This was a dead date tree. Jesus tells him, God tells Jesus to tell his mother, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ Hit this dead date tree trunk. تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا رُطَب, رُطَب is fresh dates. The most nutritious, ripe, fresh dates are going to fall. But this is a dead tree. It didn't have even leaves. I don't know what season it was. But clearly, even if it was the right season for it, there's no dates. This tree cannot give fruits, cannot bear fruits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can. He made it into a tree where it can give fruits, and fresh dates fell for her. Fakuli, and now Jesus says, see these? Now, kuli, eat, washrabi. Drink from the water. وَقَرِّ عَيْنَا Be happy. That's an expression. Be happy. And the concern you have about how people are going to think, what's going to happen, this is God's instruction. Don't worry. فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا If you see, whenever you see, from al-bashar, from people, ahadan, anyone, you see any person, faquli, say, inni nadhartu, I have this pledge with God, this nadhr. We have nadhr in Islam, you pledge to do something. Temporarily, they had this notion, this practice of a fast, it is called, as we have the word here. It's a fast that instead of abstaining from food and drink, it's from speech. You don't speak. Okay, we don't have that in Islam. We don't have such a fast. The fasting is from food and drink and other items, but not from speaking. He says to her that if you see anyone, tell them, which means give that message across. She's not going to be able to speak because that's the nadr. God is basically telling her, have this nadr and point to people that this is my situation. I can't speak. إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا I can't speak to any human. I can speak to Allah, but not to any human. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ Now, these were instructions. But she has faith in Allah. She had faith in Allah beforehand. But now God showed her, Jesus speaks. And she's told not to talk herself. And she's coming back. What's going to happen? She has full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The difficulties that had made her express that and complain about her conditions, and she spoke, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieved her of those concerns, and now she's coming with this. But look, if any person is in that condition, they should still have a lot of pressure on them, thinking, what's going to happen? What are people going to think? What's the situation, and so on and so forth. And although Jesus has spoken to her already, for her to trust that it will happen again can only be based on firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't speak on his own. And the one who made him speak at that time can make him speak again now. So فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ She brought him to her people, carrying him. قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمْ As expected, they said, O Mary, لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ You've done some very wrong, looking at her, maybe saying other things. This is the amount that we've been told, but you can just imagine all these people. And remember that there's a lot of people that have many things against her parents, against Zechariah. There's a whole lot of politics going on. There's loads of stuff. There's some hints in some of the verses of the Holy Quran regarding this. يا أخت هارون أو sister of هارون. علامة طباطبائي means says it means that she's a relative of the clan of هارون. This is what I remember of his tafsir. Anyhow, they're referring, they're saying, oh, you're someone that we associate with هارون. يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء. Your father wasn't a bad person. وما كانت أمك بغية. Your mother wasn't an ill woman either. She never did anything wrong, which you're doing. In other words, implying that what you're doing, what you did is very wrong. Baghi refers to al-ayadu billah, fornication, adultery. مَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيَّةً. Your mother wasn't like this, implying that she, al-ayadu billah, God forbid, she was told that she can't speak, right? So she's not going to speak. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She pointed at Jesus, سلام الله عليه. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. قَالُوا, they maybe even laughed. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. How can I speak? How can we speak to someone who's in the cradle as a child? Then Jesus speaks, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. I am God's slave. آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ. He has given me the book. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. And he has made me a prophet. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيًّا. And he has made me mubarak. He's given, he's put barakah in me. Aynama kuntu, wherever I am, wherever I be. And he has advised me to prayer and to alms or zakat. Ma dumtu hayya, as long as I am alive. Wa barran bi walidati wa lam yaj'alni jabbaran shaqiyya. And he has made me bar or kind towards my mother. Wa lam yaj'alni jabbaran shaqiyya. I'm not a violent and a bad person. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّ. And salam is upon me. This is Jesus speaking, Allah making him speak. These are the words that God wants Jesus to speak and to say. This is not him bragging about who he is. God is saying, say, and he is saying, وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ. And therefore, this is God making Jesus say salam, blessings. The translation peace is not a very good translation peace unless explained thoroughly, where it means that whatever comes his way is in favor of him, in a sense. That's a rough translation still. Anyhow, salam alayhi, this Alay is upon me the day I was born, وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ, and the day I will die, وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّ, on the day that I will be raised alive again. ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ. God says, that is, so the words of Jesus are over. ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ. This is Isa, the son of Mary, or Maryam. قَوْلَ الْحَقِّ الَّذِي فِيهِ يَمْتَرُونَ. The word of God that they are doubtful in regards to. It is important, brothers and sisters, for us to look at the Quran in regards to these stories. Make sure we take from God the story of Jesus, of all prophets. And anything we hear attributed to the Prophet or the Ahlul Bayt in regards to the prophets must conform with the verses of the Quran. Otherwise, clearly, those are false attributions, some of which, at least, if not all, the ones related to previous prophets, like the prophets of Bani Israel, like Jesus, like other prophets. Many of these, if not all of them, are, if they don't conform with the Quran, were introduced by Jewish and Banu Israel people that acted as though they had accepted faith, but deliberately added these false ahadith, attributing them to the Holy Prophet and to the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in, in order to cause deviation in Islam. So inshallah, we have to take these, and it's important for us to know this. It's not just these people say this and then God mentions and says, no, this is the correct version. There are many false stories that they have mentioned. The books that they have and we hear of are filled with nonsense stories that are completely wrong about prophets and what they did, their relationship with God, and so on and so forth. Those are not all mentioned here. Not here, not anywhere else in the Holy Quran. It's not about whatever is there. So God mentioning the story of Maryam, salamullahi alayha, and Jesus, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, and whatever other story we find in the Quran, is important for us to know. And we have got to go and learn that. But I was emphasizing that because we live in an environment that the wrong story of the birth of Jesus is being given to us left, right, and center in the form of cartoons, in the form of just sayings and church sayings and the echoes of that in movies, in conversations. We keep hearing it, reading it, seeing it in the form of images of the various forms of that. We have to make sure that we don't allow our minds to accept any of that falsehood as a story of the birth of Jesus. Rather, we've got to look at the Quran. This is where we have a good portion of the story. Some parts are mentioned elsewhere as well, but this is where we have pretty much the whole story of the birth of Jesus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night, the night of the remembrance of Imam al-Husayn, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prepare our hearts. We will start, inshallah, the programs for Fatimiyya, commemorating the Shahada of Fatimah al-Zahra. There are two main times in the year that commemorate the Shahada of Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. One is in Jamad al-Ula, which is this weekend. We're commemorating it. The actual Shahada is on Monday, so the night of, or the eve of the Shahada is Sunday night, which will be our last program, inshallah. There's another time in Jamad al-Thani, in the next lunar month, that we will commemorate again the Shahada of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra. And this is a blessing from her and from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through her that we are able to remember her twice in a year, and each time a couple of nights. We ask tonight on the night of the remembrance of Imam al-Husayn, the night that we would like to be in Karbala, and we give our salams, assalamu alaik ya Aba Abdullah. We ask Imam al-Husayn to give us the tawfiq with the conditions we're in. We're in the process of moving. We don't have a location for us all to gather and to have this commemoration. And we're going to have to do it in the way that we are, each of us at our own homes. But we're all connected with the memory of the Ahlul Bayt and the memory of Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. We ask Imam al-Husayn to give us the tawfiq to be able to transition into a better place where we can do more for him and for his mother, for Lady Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask him to help all those who are helping his cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and most of our leader. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins. We ask him to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who passed away. We ask Allah to grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests. Relieve all those who are suffering from hardships, difficulties, illnesses. We ask Allah to help all people from in regards to this pandemic, the virus, by providing a cure, by helping us be able to come together and to remember you, to pray together, to congregate in your memory, in doing what you want us to do, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lastly, by the right of the Imam of our time, to haste to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa Alih, rahimallah man qara al-fatihata ma'as salawat.